saying that they think that this is good news for a majority of Americans, and I have a clip to follow this up with to give everybody else an idea of what the other side of the aisle thinks of this whole thing. You know, blue-collar America, people who decided to not blow their future life savings on, you know, lifetime of debt. Yeah, they decided to go work hard.
The military for that free college?
Yes.
Some people sacrificed a lot to go to college.
You know, 30 million people in a country of 380 million plus 40 million more migrants. That's not a lot of people, man.
No.
All right, I got a little bit left to finish this
pursue
nonsense.
Pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, one of the reasons that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school. And so hopefully someone else who's at an ICEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this. So,
yeah. Oh, you're such a hero, AOC. Huh. Thank you.
See, I was going to be a doctor, but then I looked at their paycheck and you see what a congressman makes with all the perks?
Yeah, and then I started following Nancy Pelosi's trades on Twitter, and I decided, well, I'm going to be a congresswoman.
That looks way easier. Just go to the Met Gala for free.
Oh, man, I can think of fewer things more infuriating in this election cycle than the Biden administration's just insistence on weekly at this point announcing a new round of these student loans that are being forgiven. Like, we just talked about it like a week ago. It was 10, 20,000 or whatever, and now it's 30 million. I mean, it's just every week it's a new number of random people who are being forgiven for their loans, and it doesn't make any sense. I am further going down the pathway of, it's all bullshit, no one's getting anything forgiven, and they're just making up numbers every single week just to pad this election that's coming down in November.
Somebody's getting it. I don't know. They keep raising our taxes, keep giving money away.
Well, maybe they're announcing these bullshit like debt relief plans, and it's just to make us all feel like, oh, that's where all these increased taxes are coming from. Oh, now I get it, right? It's the migrants.
No, I don't mind paying. Yeah, give it to the migrants. Give it to Ukraine. Fuck the Jews. And give it to the college kids.
You know what, Jared Polis? Take another 1% of my paycheck for maternity leave for all the gay people out there, like Pete Buttigieg, who want to breastfeed their kids.
Let's really save America, you know? That's what we need. Yeah, crazy.
That is insane. And AOC is just a bonkers human being. She's an actress. She is paid to instigate and be a part of the squad. And you know, she's just there for the liberals and to get the youth vote in because the Democrats realize that they are losing pretty much everyone at this point. The student loan debt relief forgiveness nonsense. Why does it bother me so much? Well, the Supreme Court announced, they ruled it was illegal.
Yeah, I know. Unconstitutional. Can't do it.
But Joe Biden's just every week announcing more relief. More
loan
forgiveness.
Yeah, the back door. We're going to go around the Supreme Court and do it anyways.
Yeah, but remember, they're eliminating Trump from the ballot to save democracy. Don't forget. All right.
And RFK. So.
And RFK. Yeah, it's crazy what they're doing to RFK. Well, either way, I have a rebuttal, folks. It's true.
Ooh.
Let's hear both sides of crazy. I got your favorite, Mike. The man.
The Zodiac Killer himself.
The man, the myth. The Zodiac Killer. Legend.
His wife's a dog, and he knows it.
Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I love Ted. You know, he's a smart man. He's tough to look at, sometimes even tough to listen to. And it's true. His wife is a dog. But unfortunately,
more like the judge from Idiocracy every day.
Yes, that's right.
Terrible.
But he always tends to kind of frame current events in a constitutional way that is understandable and easy to follow. And I think we need more of that. And unfortunately, because he is Ted Cruz, this man just gets censored by all media all the time. He gets basically 10 minutes on Fox Business. I don't even know what channel that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where they put Ted Cruz.
Great podcast. Got to listen to his podcast.
Yeah, The Verdict with Teddy. Yeah, he's a smart man, and he's going to give us the real lowdown on why this is such an upsetting announcement by the Biden administration. Why, outside of the 40 million people allegedly that are giving this, that are needing forgiveness in student loan debt, there is another, you know, 320 million Americans out there who are going to be taxed for this. That's why it's so upsetting. And these are hardworking people, and you know, Ted Cruz frames it elegantly here, and let's give it a gander.
Who works? The Democrat Party has abandoned blue-collar workers, has abandoned working men and women. And what this decision is doing is robbing blue-collar workers. If you're a truck driver, if you're a waitress, what Biden is saying is we're going to take money from you. We're going to take money from you either in the form of higher taxes, or we're going to borrow and make you pay off that debt. But either way, they're taking it from you to pay off the debts of a bunch of woke gender studies majors, because that's who the Democrat Party listens to. That's number one. They are screwing blue-collar workers. Number two, this decision, as you noted, is utterly lawless. The Supreme Court struck it down. The Biden White House knows what they're doing is lawless. You can't give away $500 billion or $1 trillion without Congress passing legislation. They don't care. They know it's lawless. They're doing it anyway. And number three, they are selling young people a bill of goods. Joe Biden's doing this for the same reason he did it 2 years ago, to try to buy votes, to convince young people, look, I'm giving you free stuff, but here's the thing. They know this will be struck down in court, so they're lying to young people. They're trying to dupe young people in making a promise that they know will never be delivered upon because the courts will strike it down. But the Biden administration thinks young people are not very bright and they'll be fooled by this political ploy. I don't think that'll happen.
Well, that's the beauty of this story. You know, judging from all these polls coming out, the younger folks ain't buying this.
I'm going to stop it there. I think we got the gist of the lowdown. But yeah, the reality is I think people have warmed up to the idea, like, hey, you know, this guy keeps promising pizza every day and I can't even afford my groceries. What's happening here?
Can't even buy eggs. Forget about the pizza. Yeah, what's going on? I think you're right, too. Nobody knows anybody that got student debt relief.
I swear, this, again, it reminds me of The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where they always advertise the three dudes who won the Running Man and are on the Bahama vacation, and then Arnold sees the dead skeletons, you know, hidden away in the back scene somewhere. That's what we're seeing here, man. In 1984, people play the lottery in hopes that they could win out their freedom and escape from whatever, you know, life they're living. And the reality is there's no winners in the lottery. The lottery doesn't even exist, but they keep playing it anyways and convincing people that there are winners and someday you could be one too.
So. We'll see. Because how many did they say got relief last time?
It doesn't matter. Every time I read the article, it's 20 million, 30 million, 40 million. At this point, I got relief from my student loan debts, and I didn't even take them out.
That's what I'm thinking.
I got a check coming in the mail, man.
Because even AOC said there's only 40 million, and this one's going to help 30 million. Well, I know you said 20 million the last year.
Yes, that's right. They're just shaving off the top and giving the rest to the migrants. Newcomers, right? They need all that money they can get, man. Yeah, the newcomers, baby.
They count Zelensky's cocaine habit as student loans. So
someone's got to pay for the man's sleeves, dude. I need his sleeves, the money, the cocaine, the hookers.
He's getting more and more desperate.
I think he's about to flee. I read this, and I think it's easily Googleable. I wish I had pulled it up earlier, but Zelensky just purchased a mansion in the UK for like 2.8 rubles or euros, whatever they use over there. Yes, dude. Yeah, Zelensky just bought an estate in the UK, and I guarantee this dude is he's probably not even in Ukraine and hasn't been for maybe 10 months.
Nah, probably for longer than that.
We were speculating this back at the start of this, like in the heyday when, you know, they would show Anderson Cooper supposedly on the scene in Kyiv. It was really like a blue screen behind them. Like, I don't think any of these people were ever in Kyiv. I think they were mostly in Poland the whole time.
Honestly. Who's the Zoolander guy?
Yeah, Ben Stiller went out there.
Ben Stiller went there. We were like, nah, They're in Poland.
Yes,
get out of here.
Yeah, Sean Penn went out there to smelt his Oscar and make him a golden bullet to kill Vladimir Putin with.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, we haven't heard a lot about Ukraine, really. They kind of, I think they realized people aren't into it anymore, and you're getting more protesters that are supporting Palestine and Hamas, so you might as well just keep milking that cow, right? That's where all
Which
the
is crazy.
It is pretty crazy. You know, I don't even know if I had it. I thought I did. Bill Maher had a nice rant on being less like Canada at the end of his show. I don't know if you caught his program. It was pretty good, and I couldn't agree more. And he threw out some fantastical numbers about Canada, Finland, all these ultra-liberal places that, you know, everyone aspired to be like. I know, you know, people in Colorado or Denver, Boulder specific, wanted to be just like Finland and all these places. But apparently now, Sweden has one of the highest gang crime rates in the world because they opened up their doors to... I can't remember the country, Somalis or something, and they've just like come in.
Immigrants, man. Illegal immigrants are never the people you want in your country.
You know? They're mostly murderers, drug dealers, rapists. Some, I assume, are good people.
Some are good people.
I assume.
But yeah, they don't send their best, you know?
That was one of the funniest statements that guy had made in his like run up to the 2016 election. It was oddly prophetic for what we're experiencing now. Like, he actually nailed it with that statement on what's coming through the border.
It's insane to go back now and see the clips of Trump, where he's like, if Joe Biden wins, they're going to open the border. They're going to flood your cities with migrants. It's like they're going to steal resources from you to support them. He talks about you're going to be paying $7, $8 for gas. You know, inflation's going to go through the roof. He's going to start wars in the Middle East. It's like everything he warned, you look around and you're like, damn, it happened. 4 years, it all happened. It all came in, you know?
Not only that, he said something along the lines of, you'll experience a depression like this world has never seen before. And if you look at the actual numbers and adjust for inflation, we are experiencing worse economic turmoil than they were during the Depression.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I just don't know how they're doing such a good job of hiding it. Dude, there's like no more middle class. They have gotten rid of the middle class.
Yes, we're all poor together.
You have to make $200,000 a year to be middle class. Everybody else were poor.
Also, you know? And this is anecdotal, but I've heard this through work and through family, through Emma, and, you know, not a lot of traveling this year, man. People are canceling vacations. They ain't going on the big tours or the big trips or the, you know, all you can eat, all you can drink getaways. It seems like the Bidenomics and the Build Back Better has caught up to everybody in 2024.
Yeah. You know what I bet is popping is Wisconsin Dells.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard two people now say they're going, they're taking the kids up to the Dells. You know, we used to go to Disney World, now we're going to the Dells.
I read something where it's almost unaffordable completely to go to Disney World at this point. I don't know how people go.
Yeah, dude. So,
take a mortgage out.
You ever see that clip where the guy breaks it down and it's like the family of four, like $3,600 a day is what it comes out to or something like that?
Buy a car. Go buy yourself a car. If you're going to do that, go buy a car. You're way better off, I promise you. Oh my God.
The kids won't even remember, you know?
Yes.
They'll have more fun at the Dells, you know?
Buy a nice SUV, take a road trip to the Wisconsin Dells. Everyone will remember it. It'll be great for everybody, and you'll have probably saved yourself some money.
Yeah, go camping.
Go camping, you know? Dude. Oh, man. Well, that's the time that is upon us, I would say, because everybody is broke, and that's Bidenomics. And speaking of time, Mike. You guessed it. There's no doubt about it. This is the fastest hour in the universe.
Before we go, I was going to say, you know, the most memorable trip we took was probably to South Dakota.
Yes. The Badlands. We went to Mount Rushmore.
Dude, it was a great, crazy horse.
That's right, man. And the Black Hills.
In the Badlands. Camping in the Badlands was probably one of the coolest things ever.
That was a funny night, too. I have a very specific memory of our I think, one or two nights that we slept in the Badlands. It might have been one night, if I remember correctly. But it was so hot, and we were in that tent, and I didn't sleep at all. And I very, very specifically remember sitting up and deciding, it's so hot in here, I'm just going to go, stand outside or sit outside. And I got up, and then Dad was wide awake also, and he goes, Frank, where are you going? I said, it's too hot in here. I'm going outside. And he goes, me too. And me and him went outside and just kind of watched the sunrise because it was just too damn hot to keep trying to sleep. But what a wonderful sunrise. I'll never forget it. Right?
Yeah. See, that's cost him a lot less than Disney World.
That's right. We'll never miss Epcot Center. I'll tell you what, man.
Waiting in line. There were no lines in the Badlands. That was the best part. Run around, got to see snakes and stuff.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Great time, man. Yeah, take your kids camping. Go. There's so much of America to see. That's beautiful. Disneyland's not beautiful. It's a disgusting tourist trap. You know? That's crazy.
Yeah, man. My point being is, when, what's the ceiling? When is it we're toast? You know? Or do we just keep adding Hiroshima bombs, man? Where's your point where, I don't know.
You're right. You're talking to nobody because everybody's cooked. Right?
750,000 daily Hiroshima bombs blasting away in the atmosphere. That's the equivalent of heat. It just seems outrageous. And not plausible.
How old were these Hiroshima bombs?
Well, they're Asian, so they're smaller. You know?
That's right. I'm with bombing Asians an hour later. You want to bomb them again? Yeah, I got you.
Oh, man.
How fulfilling.
It's tough times for John Kerry and the fear-mongers there with the climate change narrative. It was hot today, sure, but we had a snowstorm a week ago. You know what I'm saying?
We were above average one month, below average the next month, and no matter what, everybody's crying, but look at the average. The average never changes. You know?
Never, man. And still we have these nut jobs like John Kerry and just like Al Gore, and they're pushing for all these extreme measures and reductions in our freedoms in order to save the planet. It's completely insane what we have going on. And
look what they're doing in Canada with that carbon tax. They're just robbing people for the carbon tax.
I didn't even know that was happening, but are regular basic people, are they taxing for their carbon footprint, or what's happening?
It's why that Polavay guy is going to win, because he keeps... It's insane what they did. That's why they can't afford gas. They can't afford to heat their homes because of the fucking carbon tax. The average person is spending $3,000 a year on it. It's crazy. And the whole I think the thing that pisses people off the most is, where does that money go? Is that money actually going to solve climate? No, because you guys cannot solve climate. You know, there's nothing to solve.
No,
it's not a problem waiting to be solved. It's something that's ever changing. You know,
well, Mike, we have good news. We have some heroes, saviors of humanity, if you will, in California, of course. And they are geoengineering to save the climate and save humanity. You heard that here first. I'm not talking about those crazy chemtrails, Mike. We've done that already. That's played, man. That's so 2023, man. Well, we're in the new age, dude. We're going AI, baby. We're going sophistication. We're gonna go with cloud brightening. That's right. You heard it here first. We're brightening the clouds. And how are we gonna do it? Well, we're gonna do it with salt. You heard it here first. We're salting the earth, people. Nothing bad could come of this. Nothing bad could come from salting the earth. Where are these crackpots coming up with these cockamamie schemes to do whatever they want to do to the sky in order to save us from something existential. I don't know what it is anymore, but we're just going to spray salt in the sky. I got the goods here for you, Mike. You're going to love it.
That roar is not coming from a snow machine. Instead, the plume you see are tiny aerosol particles. It's the first technology in the country to test ways to brighten clouds in an effort to cool the globe.
This system, it's composed of three main components.
In these tanks, Jessica Medrado and a group of scientists from the University of Washington's Marine Cloud Brightening Program are mixing salt and water and using a compression system to test if this machine can distribute the...
Let's rain salt on the Earth!
Dude, nothing
will happen!
Like, now they're not even doing it from a plane. They're just doing it from a board, whatever this is.
I know.
So it's just coming right back at you, you know?
Oh, my God. Our obsession with playing God and manipulating weather to save the planet, the hubris. My God, man. Like, where do you believe you can save the planet in your stupid pea brain? You have no chance.
Just give me one example in all of human history of us saving the planet.
from anything, man.
From anything, dude.
I hate to break it to you.
One example, and I will donate to this cloud brightening program. You know, like, just, no, we can't do it.
The sun is expanding and growing. It's going to consume the Earth. There's nothing we can do to stop the heating of this planet.
Yeah.
It's insane stuff, man. But we're
can't
gonna...
really do anything on a global scale like
that. Dude, we cannot affect the globe. You just can't. In San Francisco, you have no chance. I'm sorry to break it to you. You're not
we're
anything.
At a point where we don't even all believe it's a globe, and you want that species to save the globe. They can't even, I mean, come on.
At this point, though, with all the disinformation in our society and the fact that 90% of the people don't even believe our government or news media, is it so outside of the realm of possibility that we live on a flat Earth realm? Like, I think it's possible now, more than ever.
I do gotta say, I don't believe it's a flat Earth, but I do believe, if you believe it's a flat Earth, you're more informed than 90% of the people walking around, because I know you believe in all the other conspiracy theories, and there's a great chance that they're right, you know?
Absolutely. I'm gonna have a conversation with you, flat earther, and not you, guy who got his fourth booster.
Yeah, with the master's degree. Yeah.
That's right, dude.
Right-sized particles. They say Alameda provides the perfect cloud conditions over the bay.
If you make the particles that are too small, they are not going to create the effect that you want in this marine cloud. If you make them too big, they will actually create or induce rainy clouds.
The goal? To mimic the effects of pollution in a cleaner way, using salt water to brighten clouds, which they hope will then reflect more sunlight back into space to help cool the Earth. Still in the early phases, program director Sarah Doherty says right now they need to figure out if it's even possible and how much impact it could have.
To understand, so with something like marine cloud brightening, you're not going to just reverse global warming. So it's really important how it plays out in the climate system will depend on where you could brighten clouds and how much.
Cal State East Bay professor Elena Givantel is excited about the research, but cautions that as Earth...
What was that?
You notice how it's all women?
Yes. I was waiting for you to mention that. Yes.
I'm assuming very liberal women.
Absolutely.
I love the idea how, like, Frank, you're the conspiracy theorist for believing in cloud seeding, right? But then you hear that lady, she's like, well, if we do too much, it will induce rain clouds. So you're cloud seeding? No, we're cloud brightening.
Don't be a tinfoil hat nut job conspiracy theorist. We're brightening the clouds, man.
But if we do too much, it will cause clouds that will rain.
It's possible we experimented with this in Boulder and flooded Boulder for 3 days. It is very possible, and we're sorry, but it happened.
All in the name of science, my friend.
It's in the science, and we're saving humanity. I can't get over this, man. And they're even admitting it in this clip. Like, well, we're really going to have no impact on the globe, to be totally honest, and we don't even know if this is safe or it's going to do anything.
The only thing I like about this whole story is they're testing it on Californians.
Yes, exactly.
That's the right. To test their shit on Californians.
If there's a population to poison, it's the Californian people, I can only assume.
Is there any way we could direct all 750,000 nuclear bombs towards California? I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Continues to heat up, the various ideas for cooling the world are not without controversy.
While there are certain benefits from trying to cool the environment, we're not quite sure what kind of negative effects.
Doherty.
Excuse me?
Yeah, of course you don't.
You just do it without knowing the effects?
Just spraying shit into the air, hoping for the best?
This is unreal, man. I was at least banking on the fact you had some, I don't know, data to back up that this was okay to do. But you
know
what?
Yes, we trusted the numbers from the scientists, the same ones that studied the vaccine. Their results also won't be ready for 2075. So hope for the best, you know? This machine is almost an mRNA machine for the world, you know, for the planet.
Thank you, dude. You're exactly where I'm at with this, which is these are the same scientists, the same believers in their God science that were telling you to trust the science and take their experimental gene therapy, right? That they had total faith in having zero side effects. It was 100% safe and 100% effective.
Dude, I love that theory that you're supposed to be the scientist and you're just spraying this shit in the air. You don't know if it's going to work. And you don't know if it's going to be bad.
It might kill us all. Who knows?
We did it with the CERN machine and that turned out okay, right? Yeah,
we just shifted over one frequency and dimension, so now it's Berenstain Bears. That's not too bad, right? We can all get along.
Parmesan cheese. That's
There's this kid. I watched a video of him. He's floating around the TikToks. He's like 10 or 12 years old, but he's a super genius. And he like explains to people like what happened when they turned CERN on. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating stuff. He's a young guy, so I don't know how on the money he is, right? We'll give him some time to flush out his theories.
The video of him before they turned CERN on. He was actually 35-year-old astrophysicist. So, that explains a lot.
But his theory is pretty fascinating where he, you know, that just by simply even altering one electron in our universe, you destroyed the universe and we shifted into the next one.
It's a good thought experiment. Yeah.
It goes along with the idea that all these dimensions are, you know, various frequencies, you know, and they're coexisting, but you kind of really can't jump between them, you know. You're attuned to your frequency.
Mm.
Dimensionally. Our frequency consists of the three dimensions or the four.
You heard about those the original night vision goggles?
I've heard this story. Yeah, it's from Vietnam, actually, if I'm not mistaken, right? And how does that go precisely?
They used that one mineral or whatever, that rock.
Yes.
And it was red, and like now all night vision goggles are green, but the original ones were red, and they were looking in the infrared. But a lot of soldiers had stories of seeing interdimensional beings when they wore them.
Demons. They were saying that they were seeing demons. And interdimensional beings, yes. And do you believe that? Do you think there's a little credibility there?
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, that's kind of crazy, but then you look and you're like, oh, you can't buy these anywhere.
No, you can't. Like,
they just destroyed all of them, and like, I don't know, it seems like a little bit of a cover-up.
And pretty fascinating stuff, you know, to be seeing these interdimensional beings coexisting, but you can't see them. You know, I talked about it a lot recently, the Children of the Matrix that I've been getting down with by David Icke, and he does go into how there are these reptilians who, or these, like, species of aliens who are interdimensional, and they could be here, but you don't even see them, but they're there, spatially. Just kind of scary, creepy. No, you're not down? I'd rather believe in ghosts. Like ghosts walking around like in The Sixth Sense, that's a little bit more easy on the mind than like demonic, reptilian, super futuristic alien beings who can cross through frequencies and dimensions and, you know, maybe even be right next to me and I don't even know he's there.
Could be in you.
Oh, that's why I'm 3/4. I knew it. There's something going on here, man.
It got me from the next dimension.
That's a freaky thing. I didn't think you had come across that. I thought that was more in my realm of the dark corners of the conspiracy webs. Have you watched the videos where they describe it? And
yeah, but one thing that gets me is that is also a time where, like, none of these soldiers had ever heard of heroin and shit and acid, and then they get sent over there. And, you know, if the CIA was running tests on civilians, you know they were testing that shit on the military, like, unknowingly, you know?
Absolutely, man.
So I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. Here, take this pill, wear these glasses, tell me what you see. You know?
Right, or what if also maybe in some of their aerial bombing campaigns and gassing campaigns where they were kind of gassing out the, the jungle there, maybe they figured out how to aerosolize shrooms or acid or something, and you just kind of douse the area with some acid and send your guys out there and be like, look through these goggles, it's gonna be freaking crazy, man, you know?
Plus, these are a lot of these guys never been in a jungle before, you know what I mean? And you're hearing all these noises and, you know, seeing all these things. Yeah, a little bit of acid. I think it's gonna be explained by drugs.
Yeah, usually most things are explained by drugs, right?
It's usually the CIA's dirty work. I realize.
Absolutely, man. Oh, wow. Well, either way, I think we've approached that time, unfortunately, here. It's the fastest hour in the universe. There's no doubt about it. I think we got through everything for the most part, right?
Get to the America-hating MAGA.
We got a little time. Should we throw it in there?
Yeah, let's do it. We got one more on the docket.
You know, I tweeted about this, and I enraged a lot of people. I don't know if you followed up on some action with this, but
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was highly controversial what I said. Check it out on my ex, formerly known as Twitter. We got a little time. We'll squeeze it in. I love it. I'm all in. We're doing Fareed Zakaria on Morning Kool-Aid, a.k.a. Morning Joe, and he's telling us about how crazy it is that these MAGA people, they claim to be patriotic, but all they do is talk about hating America, right?
Is that Al Sharpton?
Yes, that is Al Sharpton.
Oh my God.
I don't think we can say anything further because we risk a lot of hate.
Glad to see you still alive. That's all I got.
Oh, that Ozempic does wonders, man. I'll tell you what. All right, here we go. Fareed Zakaria.
Can I read this quote that you're talking about? It is a lack of confidence more than anything else that kills a civilization, said Clark. We can destroy ourselves by cynicism and disillusion just as effectively as by bombs.
That's from the conclusion. You
right.
had it. That's
right.
Exactly right. No, it's and I think this is the worst thing that Donald Trump has done. He's made Americans think that their country is going to hell in a handbasket. There's something weird about this whole movement where they claim to be ultra patriotic, but when you scratch the surface, they hate everything about America.
Right.
They hate everything about modern America. And how can you love your country when you actually dislike everything in it?
Wow. All right, man.
It's really funny because they're the ones that are flying American flags.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's the left that's flying the Palestinian flag and the Ukrainian flag and the 9 versions of the gay flag, you know?
Whenever I respond to stuff out there in the social webs that are tweeted out originally by, you know, Morning Joe or whatever, they're very proud of these messages that they're sending out. I get a lot of feedback instantaneously from people that are on their side. And one of the, you know, what I really harped on and what I still think about a lot is, you know, you guys are trying to pull this card that the right and MAGA country is unpatriotic. You're the party who burned down cities in Molotov cocktailed police departments during the Summer of Love in 2020. You're the same people who kneeled for the national anthem and created your own second new national anthem to play before games now because the other one was, I don't know, racist or something. And you are the party who tore down statues for a year and a half across this nation. I mean, you are the people who hate this country. That's your whole MO. That is your identity, Democrats. Yeah. You hate America.
You want to change it. You're trying to progress, you know, whatever you think progression is. But it's, I don't know, man. You go to a Trump rally, it seems like they really love America.
Absolutely.
It's like full slogan, make America great again. It's like, you know, they really, they know what it's supposed to stand for. And they know what it should be. I think that's what it is. Yeah, you're right. We do. Yeah, and Joe Biden's America, I hate most of the things about the country. You know, but what I don't hate is the Constitution, what America's supposed to stand for, what we have stood for hundreds of years. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I think you nailed it. What Fareed Zakaria and the clowns over at Morning Joe don't understand about MAGA and people who are voting on the right, many people who were independents and in the middle and have now gone to the right, which is we're disgusted by Joe Biden's vision of America.
Yeah.
And we don't want it anymore. And it, quite frankly, grab him by the pussy doesn't sound too bad right now.
No. If I have a son right now, I want him to grow up to be more like Trump than Joe Biden.
Yes. You see, the difference between Biden's vision of America and MAGA's vision of America is we would prefer our sons to grow up and grab them by the pussy instead of growing up and having a pussy.
Yeah.
See the difference? That's the difference in the ideology.
And really, after seeing what Hunter Biden did, I think the only thing you guys are really mad about with Trump saying grab him by the pussy is he didn't pay her first.
That's right.
So if you would have paid her, given her free crack, smoked it with her in a hotel room, then it's okay. You know what I mean? Then he could have claimed he was just a lost kid. Yeah.
I love it, though. It's all about the vision. And what's crazy is we saw the vision of Trump's America 2016 through 2019 before the pandemic. And we saw also what you people with your state media propaganda were willing to do to this country in order to get him out of office. So now, you know, I think people are doubling down and they're saying, you know what, we're a little bit sick of this vision you guys have had for a little bit of time here of this country. It's time for a new look.